60 Women That Changed the Word. The Classic Poets. An Introduction. Whether we understand it or recognise it, it is women who have shaped the course and journey of humanity. We're all born from women and usually raised by women. Half the world's population is female, but many of them are trodden down by misogyny, religious misinterpretation, failing systems of education and welfare, and all manner of other ills that shame us all. In a world where gender, colour, race and orientation are still stumbling blocks to inclusion, women's words are too often unheard and neglected. Whilst the world has moved measurably forward in recent decades, although not enough, some progress has been made. Our poets wrote at a time when their basic rights as human beings were restrictive and oppressive. Against the odds, they were able to write verse, which in varying degrees moved the literary needle and perhaps influenced their society in positive ways. This volume pays tribute to 60 different women poets, some well known whilst others undeservedly forgotten, but all contributing a single poem, which we hope might nudge listeners to discover more of their verse.
Any Woman by Catherine Tynan. I am the pillars of the house, the keystone of the arch am I. Take me away, and roof and wall would fall to ruin me utterly. I am the fire upon the hearth. I am the light of the good sun. I am the heat that warms the earth, which else were colder than a stone. At me the children warm their hands. I am their light of love alive. Without me cold the hearthstone stands, nor could the precious children thrive. I am the twist that holds together the children in its sacred ring. Their knot of love, from whose close tether no lost child goes a-wandering. I am the house from floor to roof. I deck the walls, the board I spread. I spin the curtains, warp and woof, and shake the down to be their bed. I am their wall against all danger, their door against the wind and snow. Thou whom a woman laid in a manger, take me not till the children grow.
Bury Me in a Free Land by Frances E. W. Harper. Make me a grave where'er you will, in a lowly plain or a lofty hill. Make it among earth's humblest graves, but not in a land where men are slaves. I could not rest if around my grave I heard the steps of a trembling slave. His shadow above my silent tomb would make it a place of fearful gloom. I could not rest if I heard the tread of a coffle gang to the shambles led, and the mother's shriek of wild despair rise like a curse on the trembling air. I could not sleep if I saw the lash drinking her blood at each fearful gash, and I saw her babes torn from her breast like trembling doves from their parent nest. I'd shudder and start if I heard the bay of bloodhounds seizing their human prey, and I heard the captive plead in vain as they bound afresh his galling chain. If I saw young girls from their mother's arms bartered and sold for their youthful charms, my eye would flash with a mournful flame, my death-pale cheek grow red with shame. I would sleep, dear friends, where bloated might can rob no man of his dearest right. My rest shall be calm in any grave where none can call his brother a slave. I ask no monument, proud and high, to arrest the gaze of the passers-by. All that my yearning spirit craves is bury me not in a land of slaves.